This is Scott Beck with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, and this is a discussion about asset allocation, personal asset allocation for those founders or CEOs of private equity companies or those who have taken money off the table but still own interest in a private equity funded vehicle or their own company that they started or whatever it might be. And one of the things I see is when people take money off the table, they sort of often totally bifurcate their dollars between those dollars that are outside the company and those dollars that are inside the company. And what I'd say to people in terms of actual asset allocation, you really have to look at this as an entire portfolio, not just discreetly as inside and outside the company. So let's say, for example, you're a private equity funded company or a venture capital funded company. You've taken $10 million off the table. You still have a value of your equity in the company. And let's say that value in the company is another $10 million. The great mistake people make is look at their $10 million outside the company as one set of assets entirely and do their asset allocation based on that. So let's say you're an aggressive investor and you want to be 80-20 to money outside. You want to be an 80-20 equities to treasuries. That would lead somebody who's not counting the whole assets as a whole to take their $10 million outside the company, put 80%, let's say, in the S&P 500, 20% of the treasuries. Now there's 80-20 there. But the reality is, because they've got $10 million in the company still, and I'll take away all the tax ramifications and we get that $10 million, it'll be like $7 million. But let's just start with that $10 million in the company. The reality is, let's say you want to be an 80-20 investor, you're really at this point a 90-10 investor. So you've got 90% of your assets in equities, the $10 million in the company, and $8 million outside the company, and the $2 million in treasuries. And that is okay if that's what you're aiming for, recognizing that $10 million in the company is typically higher risk than the money in the S&P 500 index. But at the end of the day, you're at 90-10. And then your next effort is to look at all these different studies. Vanguard's got the best data on this that I've ever seen and the easiest tools to work with. But to look at what are the expectations for the long run of doing well if you're in equities to bonds and cash. And what are the chances in any given year that you have a disaster? Because many of us can live with, over the long run, a great, great return, but we have a much harder time from a stomaching perspective of an off year, a horrible year. And so when I look at all these things, I think it's very important for a private equity funded CEO, a founder, to sort of look at their assets as a whole when they look at asset allocations. Because the last thing you want to do, let's say you got $10 million in the company and you got $8 million in S&P, $2 million in treasuries. What I would want to avoid, if I've gotten that spot in life economically, I'd want to avoid something going wrong with the company, and this could happen. It happens much more often than you think it could happen. Something going wrong with the S&Ps. And all of a sudden, I'm left with $2 million plus whatever's left of the S&Ps and that. And so instead of having a $20 million net worth, now I've got a $7 million net worth. And I understand from a lot of people's perspective, that's still fantastic money, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd much rather be in a spot, if that was my overall situation, where the $5 million in treasuries, $5 million in S&Ps, S&Ps goes down by 10%, I still have $9 million outside the company, and my $10 million in the company is viewed as a higher risk asset. So again, the lesson for the private equity funded CEO, we could discuss this a lot more detail, everybody was interested in, is that you want to make sure you're looking at your asset allocation as a whole, not just outside the company versus inside the company. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast.